Good morning. It's a beautiful morning indeed to worship together here in person and also online on this Sunday after Easter. Are you sprouting or decaying? Someone might say, that's a bit personal, isn't it? How can you tell if you are sprouting or decaying? One way is by examining your relationship with Jesus. Are you actively connected to Him or not by way of His Word? It is a personal question. And the answer matters. Not just the answer, but also the action which supports that answer. Well, for us to keep on sprouting in the right direction with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, let's turn now to the invocation on page 3. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs.
Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His.
We are His people, the sheep of His pasture.
Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise.
Give thanks to Him and praise His name.
For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever.
His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Teach me, O Lord, to follow Your decrees, then I will keep them to the end.
Give me understanding, and I will keep Your law and obey it with all my heart.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs.
Thank you.
Please stand. We have come into the presence of God, who created us to love and serve Him as His dear children. Jesus has said, as recorded in Matthew 22,
"Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it.
Love your neighbor as yourself."
But we have disobeyed Him and deserve only His wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to Him and plead for His mercy. Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against You and do not deserve to be called Your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray, have mercy on me according to Your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin and take away my guilt. God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, He has removed your guilt forever. You are His own dear child. May God give you strength to live according to His will.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. God, You form the minds of Your faithful people into a single will. Help us love what You command and desire what You promise, that among the many changes of this world, Our hearts may ever yearn for the lasting joys of heaven.
Through the Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
On this fifth Sunday of Easter, one day closer to heaven, a reading from Holy Scripture, the book of Acts. A reminder to stay connected to Jesus. And as we do such, we are motivated to look out for one another. An example of this. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And God's grace was so powerfully at work in them all, that there were no needy persons among them. For from time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone who had need. Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold a field he owned, and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
reminder that Christian love is more than just words. A reading from Holy Scripture, 1 John 3. Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. This is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in His presence. If our hearts condemn us, we know that God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from Him anything we ask, because we keep His commands and do what pleases Him. And this is His command, to believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as He commanded us. The one who keeps God's commands lives in Him, and He in them. And this is how we know that He lives in us. We know it by the Spirit He gave us. The Word of the Lord. I invite you to stand for the gospel reading. Thank you. From the Holy Gospel of St. John, the 15th chapter, where Jesus reminds us that He is the source of life, and connected to Him, we are and can be productive people. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Before we go to the hymn of the day, are there any children who want to come forward for a children's devotion? If there are children young at heart who want to come forward? Come up. Where one or two are gathered. Want to sit in the front pew? You can sit in the front pew. It's easy. You're right there. How would you describe this? Pretty, right? It is pretty, isn't it? You know what it is? Yeah, a rose. It's pretty, right? Pretty flower. Yeah. You want to touch it? Yeah. Yes. Pretty. Pretty rose. Well, what? Why do I have a flower petal up here? But you notice something? What's it missing?
They have a vine, right? But what gives it life source? So this has been cut off. You know, we can enjoy the beauty of this rose now, but how long is that going to last? Not long, right? Because it needs the life source. Because the life source is in the ground, right? In the roots, and the roots get the water, and then the moisture comes through the plant, and gives all these beautiful petals. We can enjoy it. Well, Jesus talks about how he is the true vine and we are the branches. And if we remain, if we're connected to him, what will happen? What will be the result? Beautiful flowers. Right? The good deeds that we do, the acts of kindness, the words of kindness that we say to one another and that we do, that's like a beautiful rose. And connected to Jesus, that's what we want to do for other people. We want to be kind and loving. But how long is that kindness going to last if we're no longer connected to Jesus? Not very long. Oh, the beauty doesn't fade right away, but it won't take long. A week from now, right, this probably won't look so good. And if we're not staying connected to Jesus through his word, how are we going to look? Not very good. Not now, and when it's time for us to meet our Maker face to face. And so as we see these rose petals and so forth and the flowers, may we be thankful for the beauty that God gives to us, especially as they're attached to the vine, the rest of the plant. And may that be a reminder that you and I, we are to stay connected to Jesus. And as we stay connected, we'll remain beautiful to him and to other people. Because that's what we're reminded, that we are to be here to help other people, especially get connected to Jesus. So let's pray about that. Jesus, we thank you for the beauty of flowers and also the opportunity to enjoy that beauty and to share that beauty with other people. But especially we thank you for the life source that you are, that you have connected us to yourself and your forgiveness and your salvation. And so through your word of God, we ask that you keep us connected to you so that we can remain alive and show that we are connected to you by our words and actions of kindness and love. And so Jesus, keep us connected to you and help us connect others to you also. In your name we pray this. Amen. Thanks for coming up and enjoy the beauty that is all around us, and especially the beauty that comes through Jesus our Savior. You can go back to your seats. Thanks. We'll continue with our interview. great abundance from God our Father, and
such are given to us through our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we continue our focus on the Scriptures this morning. Turning back to these words from the Gospel of St. John, Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What happens to relationships when contact stops? For various reasons, the contact may stop. Maybe you were best friends in grade school and high school, and then you go to different colleges, or one goes to the military or goes to work right away. And so then that regular contact stops, and then you tend to drift away, or maybe you move away, or maybe you had a falling out, right? There's various reasons why contact may stop with someone, even with family members. Well, what can we do to maintain contact or reestablish contact? Again, there are various things that we can do, right? Not just waiting till the class reunion. With technology today, there's so many ways to stay in contact with somebody. Well, the point of that conversation also ties together in our relationship with Jesus and staying connected to him. I mean, he is the one that has established the contact in the first place, and he definitely makes it clear that he wants to maintain contact with us, a relationship with us. So who's the one that needs to work on maintaining a relationship? Well, it's not him, it's us. And Jesus reminds us through John 15 that there, unfortunately, are many ways that we end up disconnecting ourselves or could disconnect ourselves from him, the one we definitely want to maintain a relationship with. Because Jesus is the source of life. And so we want to stay connected to him for that reason. And as we stay connected to Jesus, the source of life, what will be the result? Well, fruit. Good fruit will be evident. And that relationship will be maintained. I mean, Jesus makes no apologies for the fact that he is the source of life when he says, "I am the vine." I mean, last week we focused on some of the other "I am" statements that Jesus made about himself. All true, all applicable, all help us as memory aids to who Jesus is and why he is important. And today, why to maintain that relationship with him, the great I am. Without him, we don't have life. Cut off from him, we die. Well, there's another label that can go with Jesus. He could be called the GOAT, the greatest of all time. And it really applies to him more than anybody else in this world. And he can back it up, being the greatest of all time, because without him, where would we be? Without his love, even when we're lacking love, what would this world be like? So Jesus is not bragging, and he's not taking on the label GOAT, but we're giving it to him because he is this. Think of what he has done for us through his act of obedience, keeping the law in our place so that we could look perfect in the eyes of God, our Father, the one we're accountable to. And then taking that perfect life to the cross, dying an innocent death so that, again, that we could stand pure and clean before God our Father now and to all eternity. And because he has done this through his active and passive obedience, living a perfect life, dying an innocent death on the cross, we have access to our Father's throne, and we can go to him at any time with anything that's on our heart and our mind. Jesus truly is the greatest of all time, the source of life. And so he can rightly say, "I am the vine." He needs to say that and remind us of this because he knows there are imitations out there. We human beings have come up with all types of fake vines. There's nothing wrong with fake plants or flowers, right? From a distance, they almost look real. And when you get close, sometimes they do look very real until you touch them, and then you realize, well, that's okay when it comes to plants. But when it comes to our relationship with Jesus, imitation, fake, plastic, that doesn't cut it. And so Jesus reminds us of that. Because you think of what all the imitation vines out there have in common, which makes them false, fake. Some of the things that they have in common are the philosophies, the teachings that come through their mouths. Like, it's not what Jesus has done for you that matters. It's what you have to do for yourself that matters. Well, we can't accomplish what needs to be accomplished in getting right with God and even maintaining that relationship. Well, you can live your best life now. Really? I thought the best life is still to come. Because this life is filled with sin and heartache and frustrations and disappointments and discouragement. It doesn't mean that there aren't positive and good things in this life, but the best life is still yet to come, thanks to Jesus sealed by his resurrection. And so there are many other imitation ideas that are out there. All paths do not lead to heaven. Only one path leads to heaven. And so that's where Jesus also then can rightly say, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father. No one gets into heaven except through me. And so he's connected us to that path of heaven through his means of grace. The means of grace, the gospel and word and sacrament, are that source of life. And God has given us those means of grace so that we can stay moist, so that we can stay alive, connected to him. And it's fitting, isn't it, that the vine, Jesus, establishes, maintains that relationship through a vine, fruit of the vine, as we receive the Lord's Supper? Jesus is the greatest of all time. For what he has done for us and what he continues to do for us. And with that reminder then to stay connected to him, the life source, through his means of grace, we are able to hold on to God's promises now and forever. We are able to stay clean, for Jesus has said, I have purified you, I have cleaned you through the washing of my blood, the blood shed on the cross. And as we stay connected to him, we remain in that status. And not only is that status important for us to get into heaven, but in the meantime, what else does that status do for us? What else does the vine do for us? It bears abundant fruit, beautiful flowers. We are to be the example setters in this life. Our motivation for being such is not, well, how people treat us, but rather how God has treated us and continues to treat us. That's what makes the distinguish between a Christian and a not. It's not, well, if you're kind to me first, then maybe I'll think about being kind to you. Even if you're not kind to me in your words and actions, God help me be kind to you. To do what the eighth commandment meaning says, to take things in the kindest possible way. How much stress could we have relieved ourselves of if we just would put that into practice more often? But sometimes it almost looks like we're picking for a battle. I want you to say something mean, or I want to take it that way, just so I can be mad at you. Why? That's not Jesus-like. So Jesus reminds us, what is it that he wants to see from us? Not just, well, if you're in a good mood, maybe you can do this. No, this is what's expected of us, even when you don't feel like you're in a good mood. From Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. That word kindness reminds me of, maybe you heard it on the news a couple days ago, a teenager who got stabbed under the Tower Bridge. And so the fellow teens were gathered together, and the one teen on the TV said, you know, we just need more kindness in this world. If everybody could just be kind, look what could happen. If we don't have kindness, it's like living in hell. She wasn't all wrong. Jesus even expects kindness of us, and he motivates us to be kind. It's supposed to be part of the fruit of the Spirit. What those teens experienced is not supposed to happen. But it does, because sin is real and prevalent. So Jesus reminds us we need to stay connected to the life source, and we then can put in the fruits that are to be expected and can help this world get along and be at peace. And then he goes on to say, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And then Paul also writes this in Philippians by inspiration. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interest of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Those are powerful, life-changing words that Jesus is able to produce in our hearts and in our minds. And those are world-changing words. Because Jesus not only wants you and me to put these into practice, he wants all people to put these into practice. He didn't just die for a select few. He died for all. He doesn't just want to be the vine for a few people. He wants to be the vine for all people. He reminds us, too, it's not we who come up with our own definition of good. He defines what is good and how it is defined and viewed as good through faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, but with faith, we can. We are his workmanship to do good, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. His word is a lamp to our feet and a light for our path. It's not that hard. But sadly, we do find ways to make it hard, don't we? That's why then Jesus reminds us that branches, you and I, we are tended to. We get pruned every once in a while. We know the benefits of pruning. It doesn't maybe necessarily look good at the time. Knocking down that bush or trimming even that rose bush back. But look what happens. More beauty develops. And so how does God prune us? Well, sometimes it's through hardships, stopping our life in our tracks, so to speak, just to be mindful of what is important, what are the priorities in life, so we don't just become complacent in life. Because when we can become complacent in life, what happens tends to happen to a relationship with Jesus. Life's going along pretty well. I could put him on the back burner, on the shelf for a little bit. And then when heartache comes or a trial comes, well, Jesus, why did you allow this to happen in my life? It doesn't always have to be a negative. God works for the good of those who love him, right? For our spiritual good, most of all. And what are then some distractions in your life that keep you from staying connected to Jesus at all times? Because if you nick that rose bush, what can happen? It might not take long for that nick to turn into a full-blown cutoff. So what is it that at times keeps us from staying connected to Jesus, the life source? And then keeps us from bearing the fruit that he wants to see from us and can make a difference in the lives of those around us. As we contemplate that, Jesus gives us these words so that we can be on and remain on the path to heaven. Because he knows and he reminds us again and again that this life is temporary. We're not here to stay.
But yet this time here on earth is important for it. It is our time to come to faith, into a relationship with him, and same with others. And so he uses us to preach the gospel locally and afar, to get people connected to the vine, the source of life, so that they have purpose now, they see it, and they can get to heaven at the proper time. So who in your life needs to get connected, reconnected to that vine? Pray about it. Speak up about it as able to do so. In the meantime, remain in Jesus, a relationship with him through his means of grace. And that way we will keep on sprouting as he has designed us to do, because the opposite can happen so quickly, and it can happen even without our even realizing it is happening at the time. So give thanks to Jesus for reminders like this, and also for friends who care enough to encourage us to stay connected to Jesus. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, the true vine. Amen. We join in a confession of faith. It's in the middle of page 9. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to
judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of body and life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated. We pray. Lord, our maker and preserver, we praise and thank you for all that you give us each day.
We are not worthy of all the mercies you show us.
You have given us your precious word to nourish our souls and to protect us from the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature.
We thank you for those who teach and preach your saving truth at this place and everywhere. Grant them a rich measure of patience, wisdom, and love.
Heavenly Father, we pray that you shield us from every kind of danger, sudden catastrophe, terrors of crime, and the pain of disease. Watch over those who travel by land, sea, and air. Keep our loved ones from whatever perils may threaten them.
Heal those who are sick, cheer those who are sad, calm those who are distressed, and comfort all who are old and infirm.
Bless our land, our people, and those who hold offices of high trust. Keep our government and schools upright and strong for the advancement of good citizenship and useful vocations, that we may enjoy your gifts of peace, security, and well-being.
Grant your blessing to every nation on earth. Where there are wars, may there be peace. Where there is hatred, let it be healed. Where there is poverty, danger, or disaster, come with your almighty power to help and restore.
Lord of glory, you have bought us with your lifeblood as the price, never grudging for the lost ones that tremendous sacrifice. Give us faith to trust you boldly, hope to stay our souls on you. But the best of all your graces, with your love, our love renew. Birthdays are another reminder of your grace, O Lord, as you are the giver of life, physical and spiritual. For those among us privileged to celebrate another year of grace, continue to open their eyes to the blessings you have given and will put into their life, that they may be reflections of glory and praise back to you. Renew the love between husbands and wives, especially those among us celebrating their wedding anniversary. May we, their friends and family, continue to support them in their marriage, living life in your ways. And now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. bring these requests before you in the name of Jesus our Lord and ask you to hear us. Take all that we have, our bodies and minds, our time and skills, our ministries and offerings, and use them to your glory.
We give ourselves to you, that we may serve you in whatever way is pleasing in your sight. Amen.
And we also pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, pour out the Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us strong in your grace and truth. Protect and comfort us in all temptation, and bestow on us your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
help us stay connected. Bible study topic this morning on the Genesis flood. You can find handouts where we find the bulletins there in the lobby or also on our website. This coming Thursday, we have our Growing in Grace session, Digging Deeper at 6:30. If you want to join online, just let me know. I'll send you a link and the materials for that. And as mentioned before, this coming Sunday, we will, at the late service, have our examination and confirmation. So just a heads up on that. And then on May 12th, Ascension Sunday, as we celebrate that, along with Mother's Day, we welcome Stephen Batista, musician, Wells member, who's traveled the country. He's heading back to California to visit family, and he will be in worship with us on May 12th. The flowers beautifying our altar today are commemorating Lori Caden's mother's 90th birthday.
So we're thankful that those were put together
so we could help honor and celebrate that birthday. Question for you. We have cloth tablecloths in the multi-purpose center for tables for special events and so forth. We're missing like 10 or so tablecloths. If anybody took those to wash them and maybe it's still sitting in the wash machine or maybe somewhere in your closet, if you could return them, that'd be great. We'd appreciate that. You know, you are welcome to use them, but just let Stacy in the office know that you are either using them or you are taking them home to wash them so that we can track where they go. We don't like to spend money on repeat buys if we don't have to.
So thank you for
looking out for that. We do have a few tables left for the soiree coming up. We added some more tables, so if you would like to come to that, contact Stacy in the office, and either you can buy a table or you can buy tickets to sit at
a table.
Weekly news, just direct your attention to keep up to date with what's going on at church and school through that. And also then just an update with what's going on in our school, what has been going on, the school video. Thank you. Because that's part of it. The AV crew's working on it. And if it doesn't show, there's lots of things happening in the school right now. You can make up your own story to the pictures. Due to technical difficulties, again, have a great rest of your day. It's a beautiful day the Lord has made. Thank you.